Deuteronomy 19.
Soon you will go into the land and attack the nations. The Lord your God will destroy them and give you their lands, towns, and homes. Then, after you are settled, you must choose three of your towns to be safe towns. Divide the land into three regions, with one safe town near the middle of each, so that a safe town can be easily reached from anywhere in your land. Then, if one of you accidentally kills someone, you can run to a safe town and find protection from being put to death. But you must not have been angry with the person you killed. For example, suppose you and a friend go into the forest to cut wood. You are chopping down a tree with an axe, when the axe head slips off the handle, hits your friend, and kills him. You can run to one of the safe towns and save your life. You don't deserve to die, since you did not mean to harm your friend, but he did get killed, and his relatives might be very angry. They might even choose one of the men from their family to track you down and kill you. If it is too far to one of the safe towns, the victim's relative might be able to catch you and kill you. That's why I said there must be three safe towns. Israel, the Lord your God has promised that if you obey his laws and teachings I'm giving you, and if you always love him, then he will give you the land he promised your ancestors. When that happens, you must name three more safe towns in the new territory. You will need them, so innocent people won't be killed on your land while they are trying to reach a safe town that is too far away. You will be guilty of murder if innocent people lose their lives because you didn't name enough safe towns in the land the Lord your God will give you. But what if you really do commit murder? Suppose one of you hates a neighbor. So you wait in a deserted place, kill the neighbor, and run to a safe town. If that happens, the leaders of your town must send messengers to bring you back from the safe town. They will hand you over to one of the victim's relatives, who will put you to death. Israel, for the good of the whole country, you must kill anyone who murders an innocent person. Never show mercy to a murderer. In the land the Lord is giving you, there are already stones set up to mark the property lines between fields. So don't move those stones. Before you are convicted of a crime, at least two witnesses must be able to testify that you did it. If you accuse someone of a crime but seem to be lying, then both you and the accused must be taken to the court at the place where the Lord is worshipped. There, the priests and judges will find out if you are lying or telling the truth. If you are lying and the accused is innocent, then you will be punished without mercy. You will receive the same punishment the accused would have received if found guilty, whether it means losing an eye, a tooth, a hand, a foot, or even your life. Israel, the crime of telling lies in court must be punished. And when people hear what happens to witnesses that lie, everyone else who testifies in court will tell the truth.